pretty quick.
Is this that 139 stuff? Oh, Linda.
Linda, and as soon as right after you just want to hang out, you can.
I might as well just stay here.
Yeah. While we're talking about Linda, she's going to bring a proposal or recommendation for the conference room tables in the sewer and planning and zoning room.
Yes.
And we've come up with this 5 tables on wheels that matches the other furniture they've got that you can configure it in a conference table, or you can configure it in a U-shape for classroom style. It's about $1,400. It matches everything else. They've also bought, the part of her recommendation is 5 of these chairs for the board members of the sewer department. And then downstairs, they needed 5 reception chairs. So I got them, Linda found stackable chairs, not folding, but stackables for $49 a chair, which was a very good price for what they're providing. And if we like those, if we decide to buy those and like those, they could use 10 of them over in the sewer and P&Z. My thought is, sewer needs to pick up half the price of all the remodel and all the build-out because it's sewer tax. We have every right to charge them for their office space. Is that correct? And
yeah,
the remodel.
We can charge them for all kinds of things.
Right. So we need to at least half that goes to the sewer, I believe, Chuck. But I wanted to make sure that...
they can't really afford to pay a lot from the utility funds.
Right. But what I'm saying is I'd like permission to give Linda to move forward on that conference room so they could finish that room up. And that's what she's going to come in and present that. But I've looked at it. It matches. It'll look real good. It'll fit in there. They'll be able to seat 14, 16 people pretty comfortably in there in one configuration and more the other configuration. I was talking about the tables and the stackable chairs. So
call us back to regular order. Thank you for being here, Linda.
You're welcome.
So
are we on, Jim?
Oh, we're on.
Good.
So you were just presented that. It was like $1,400 for the table.
Right, that's correct.
They're a state contract.
That's correct.
So we don't have to do a bid. It matches the other stuff that we have.
Yes,
John Tucci and Eddie have already looked at it, like it. It's on wheels. The tables are so we can move it without tearing up the carpet.
Do different configurations.
Do different configurations.
According to the meetings.
Mm-hmm. We could do classroom style, which is just, we've got plenty of options. So I just wanted to kind of run it through you, Chuck, and see if you're on
for it. How much money are we spending all together?
The tables are $289 a piece, which will come out to be $1,449 for the 5 of them.
And then something was said about chairs.
Well, we're not going to buy any chairs over there. Well, you've got 5 stackable, 5 chairs over there anyway for the board members, right?
Correct.
So the stackables, I told her to hold off on the stackables until we see the ones downstairs if you're all right with spending $49.
Okay, I'm good.
I'm good with both of those. Okay.
Okay. Need a motion?
I don't think so because it's state contract.
Right.
It's the final part of this capital improvement.
Okay.
And then we'll work out with the funding, the 50-50 split.
Correct.
We're talking about that. We need to stay and talk about a little bit more. But for
okay.
Now, go ahead and start that process.
Okay. I'll go ahead and start the process.
I can't remember what else you had on your list.
Well, I also wanted to ask about...
The thumb thing. The
yes.
Road and Bridge thumb.
Yes, the Road and Bridge thumb. They are needing a thumb for the excavator. I have gotten some quotes. My lowest is $9,000. I am looking to see if that's on any type of state bid. If not, I will have to go out to bid for that.
A thumb like for a backhoe?
Yes.
So, I mean, I just told her, I said, Danny, I know Danny's in favor, Frank's in favor, I'm fine with it, but the thing is what we're going to have to do is put it out for bid because it's not on the state contract. Mm-hmm. And we can always reject all bids, too, if we choose not to do it, but she
you
needs
said
some direction.
About the state, you've got to check that yet? Or
right. I need to check that to see if there's any type of pricing I can go through. Because I have looked into bids. The paperwork that he's brought me is the lowest, but it's over my 4,500
right.
mark. So.
Okay.
So you just want to give her direction to do a bid?
Yep.
Okay. Sounds great.
The nods to go
nods
forward with a bid.
To go. Yes.
Okay.
Spent much of my childhood... chipping those and painting them, those thumbs, those are... no, I'm serious. I'm The thumbs we're talking about.
So you're Vandal?
No. I spent a lot of time getting them ready in the manufacturing process.
Oh, I see.
They're very...
There's also the cabinet that I...
You're going to find out if it's locking, right?
It is.
It is locking.
And adjustable shelf.
Can you send me that link so I can look at it in color?
Yes.
John, Mr. Suti, and Eddie have got a computer over there that they're going to be using for the projector, for the TV, and we want to lock it up, but we haven't found the right cabinet yet. So I was going to make sure that what she found or was suggesting that would fit. So how much is that proposal?
For the cabinet?
Cabinet.
$347.
Can we just give her the okay if it locks and fits as all the equipment?
Yep.
Okay.
You have that approval, so... But send me that link so I can see what it looks like.
Perfect. Okay.
We've already got a computer coming, right?
I think there's a desktop already been allocated. They went to Gary directly or something like that.
I think so.
And you got whiteboards coming.
That's correct.
And so they're trying to finish that room up.
Okay, I think that's got it on the room. I'll get you that link, and that's got our tables. We'll wait on the chairs to see.
If we like the ones downstairs, yeah.
Okay, perfect. I just need a little bit of clarification on the mailing services. Did we decide to approve that bid so that I can put that paperwork with that? We had tabled it.
We did vote. We voted to approve the Sheila Y 11,000 for Ozark mailing. We approved that this morning.
Okay, so I can put that the bid's approved and just put that paperwork with it?
Because we didn't have it bid, right? That was the problem.
We had bid it, but we tabled it.
We tabled the award because we were waiting for the meeting for the person.
Right.
So we have to award the bid, and then right now that bid is not...
Oh, it was...
Right, so right now it's not really legal unless we award this bid.
So I move that we award the bid for mailing services to Ozark Mailing
That's
Company.
Correct.
Second. All those favors say aye.
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 Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Glad for watching that.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is Sheila next? Who is next? You next?
Down 11:45.
You skipped 11.
We skipped 11? Yep. Do we like to skip the 11? What was the 11?
Administrative.
Oh!
It was you.
Rick dropped this off to me last week.
Okay, this is what you just
indicated. He just needed a signature.
And we voted on that in non-executive before we went into executive, so that's all good.
You write this, Bob?
No. Who wrote it?
Rick.
Rick Brown.
Would you look at it before you...
Sure, but all this does is say that...
we're
any
paying
of the
benefits.
Yeah, and that's what was intended in the contract in
yes,
the first place.
But we didn't specify.
So there's a meeting for animal control that we need to cancel with Mr. Barrett. Because you canceled it.
Yeah.
It's for next Monday at 11:30.
Okay. Did you reschedule already?
But we don't need to reschedule it. We just did it.
No, he has a bunch
Something
of changes.
Else? Oh.
He has changes. He promised us any major changes to the animal control process, he would let us know, and that's what that means about.
Two different things.
Yep.
Very good.
This may be something that you want discuss in budget, but this is on the priorities for 2010.
It
was emailed to me.
This is fine.
Okay. So did we participate last year?
Yes, I'm sure we did.
Okay.
We have for numerous years.
So what do we want to participate? What are you thinking, Nick? Do we just want to buy 300 things and give it to them?
No, the 300 things, we haven't done that. We just participated in the fee, the membership. We haven't given anything away.
Last year, I remember, you guys discussed the 2009 priorities at one of your Monday morning meetings.
Okay.
Right.
I don't know if there's something.
And that's, we ought to look at them.
Yeah, we do.
What are your legislative priorities?
That's what I think I read them the other day there. Pretty old, regular.
Here's the new ones, yeah.
Whose new ones?
the Branson Area's Lake Legislative Partnership legislative priorities.
Well, those are as compiled from other people and us in the past, or?
Yes.
Correct.
And they may have changed.
Well, right? This is the new version, maybe. So we just need to review them. Yes.
And maybe add what we want, or?
Maybe so. So we just probably need to
review this,
and then don't put it on Monday yet.
I won't.
But yeah, maybe bring it up next week at this time, and then that way we can decide if we're going to put it on the next Monday. And we've revised the whole schedule for the week, so.
I'm also going to reschedule Ulrich software.
Okay.
As well as Villages software.
Okay.
So just so you guys know.
Those okay. Are gonna be off. Those are going to be golf too. Okay.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, what is tomorrow then? Nothing.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
And I have spoken with John Heiser.
Good. I saw you reschedule that already. Okay, so that nothing there. And then Friday, we're just... Aegis. I mean, that's Friday, and if Danny's not here...
Is that something you also want to reschedule?
Well...
I mean, you only have one thing on there.
Well, the problem is he had a pretty strong opinion on the previous meeting.
Let's
reschedule that to next week. Then we'll just take this way. It'll be a lighter week, and then he'll be ready to get back in the saddle, I'm sure.
Is this an hour meeting?
Yeah. It's going to be all of an hour.
I was going to say, it could be more than an hour.
You may want to block an hour and a half. Yeah, because it's going to be...
What time? Yeah, if we're doing it at 10, just we'll block it
till lunch. Yeah.
Till lunch.
Yeah. I agree.
Can we avoid... Oh, no. Okay, never mind.
There was a littering issue on Cross Creek, and I forwarded this to you guys and to Frank.
Oh, that was from Mr. Terry, yeah.
Correct.
He's 76, which is MoDOT.
But we need to... I'll call him if not. I'll call him.
You want to call this guy?
I know him. I mean, I think he's got a point, but I need to call MoDOT first.
We'll just have Frank call MoDOT.
His question was, if somebody's got yard signs on the right-of-way, and he's picking up trash, can he trash them?
That's a MoDOT question.
I don't think there's any question about it. If it's on the right-of-way, if you find an empty can you pick up an empty can?
Sure you can.
You're darn right you can.
I mean, MoDOT would be the authority.
What if you find an extra... wrench that somebody lost. Can you pick it up?
Absolutely.
Probably cost more than the stinking sign.
I can tell you that I've found many dollars when I used to pick up aluminum cans on the side of the road growing up. I found cash.
When you're as old as me, you picked up bottles. And you got nickel and 10 cents a bottle.
You know?
The problem is you got to know where the right-of-way is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the point.
But I still think that's a MoDOT.
It's a MoDOT question, but I'll call.
You'll call them and then Frank, then you'll... Chuck's gonna call.
I'll do it.
You take down somebody's sign and they were just out of the right of way.
Woo. That wouldn't be nice.
No.
What else you got there, Nick?
The HMN. Were you
gonna
call?
I guess I need to, but
yeah, he needs to call.
Okay.
I figured they.
Can the airport subscription help me do on that? Because I'm also hoping.
Come on, let's give it to him.
What? Why? Have we been? We've had an airport for 3 years.
Uh huh.
I don't remember us buying a subscription to any magazines in 3 years. Now I could be wrong. So why are we starting now when we have?
I think it was
low budget.
I did too.
Joanna told me that.
He's got all kinds of magazines out there in the past. I know that.
I was just asking. I didn't know what I'm
going
to do with it.
He's going to think about it more. Let me get the other one. Seco, Springfield Engineering Company, that was $318. Renee proved, came and gave me the documentation. It was when the air conditioner unit was making lots of noise on the upstairs courtroom of the new judicial facility. She called them out to find out why they're making so much noise. And it was determined that the electrician had not adequately gave enough power to that unit. That was causing the noise. So CECO came out and said, there's nothing wrong with our unit. You want to check the electrical load. And they left, but that was the service call was $318. It was not warranty, and it was nothing performed. So we owe that money because she called them. The electrician eventually went back out there and did everything under warranty to fix it. So we do owe this money, and it is legit. It's not warranty. So if I was to make a motion, would you be inclined to pay it?
The question I had was, this professional company that came down because XYZ.
Because our maintenance person said our air conditioning unit is making lots of noise. That was the description that we were given. That's what she gave the professional company.
And they were the heating and air people.
Uh-huh. CECO. Uh-huh.
Okay.
You all right?
Not real good, but I'll vote for it.
All right. I move that we approve. Where's the check number? How about just the reference number? A reference number S32084. We approve that accounts payable for $318 to CECO from the maintenance department.
And I'll second the motion. Just to humor me.
Yes, sir.
We called them. The air conditioner was making noise. They came down and told us that there was not enough electrical service to it.
Correct.
Is that right? Are they the company that put the air conditioner in?
They probably did install it and probably said, provide this much power. Clint looked at the unit, RTU number 3. It was running loud in the courtroom number 2. It was not the unit. It was the power coming in to the unit. There was enough power causing the unit to have to work harder to make it run. Clint said we would have never found the problem since it was not their issue. That's what the official document says.
So the unit did not have enough amperage? Like,
I guess they're saying it was working extra hard.
And so when they put those units in, they didn't check them to see if they were working okay? I mean, do they own an amp probe? I'm being a little sarcastic.
Oh, I know you are. I can't answer any of those questions, sir. I think they're rhetorical, but that's all right.
I'll vote for it, but I'm calling Springfield Engineering to tell them I don't understand this and I want a better explanation.
You got it.
All those in favor say
aye.
Aye. Aye. Would you make me a copy of that bill?
There's the accounts payable part. Do you have the bill upstairs?
I'll get it.
Oh, Helen's got it. She's holding the check.
Yeah.
Would you tell Helen we approved that one?
Okay. Do you want to wait to send it out?
No, send it.
Okay.
I won't say that.
Because of the former commissioner passing and then the current commissioner being friends with so many employees of the county, are we going to let employees take off to go to that funeral?
We had the same thing. I can't remember who passed a year or two ago. Let me go find Dawn or somebody and find out. I don't know. What do you think?
When we say let them off, they're expecting to let them off with existing pay and keep on going?
I believe so.
So would they want us to, if you're assuming pay for them to go to the funeral?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Let's bring this up after lunch so I can go ask a few people, like Dawn or Rick, or if we've done this before, maybe I can think
I don't know that we've done it before. We've had this issue before, okay. And I don't know how we, I don't remember how we decided it. I remember the funeral.
Because are we saying, I'm thinking if I put Bob's legal hat on, which unfortunately it hurts.
Yeah.
It's really tight.
Always hurts.
Very pointy at the top. Suppose they want the time off paid, but they don't want to go to the funeral. So could we, do we have to restrict them to funeral only? Would that be a legal question? Can we say you can only get off if you go to the funeral? And
what if somebody says,
I don't want to go to the funeral, but I want the time off anyway?
I don't go to the funeral.
Right. Let's just wait till after lunch. Okay. Let's bring that, let's leave my little piece of paper right here. Great question, though.
I do have opportunity to go to visitation.
They do.
What you could do is close the courthouse at 1 o'clock.
Wow. Yeah, we could. Those are all options, Bob. Thank
good thing I know the tone of his voice, because if I didn't, I'd think he was...
You'd throw that gavel at him.
I think he was trying to stir me up.
I think he was, too. I think he was purposely trying to...
We have, for your information, we've had issues about closing the courthouse when it snows.
Yeah, I experienced that issue the seventh day I was in commissioner. Yeah, I think it was the seventh day. I've had my first 30 days was
pretty
interesting.
It might have been prior to any of your time. Maybe Chuck was here when the governor died in a plane crash. Were you here, Chuck, when Mel Carnahan went down?
I was here, I believe, for that.
And we didn't close the courthouse. Yes, and I was. We took a lot of criticism for it.
Yep.
It appears.
Thank you, Nikki.
You're welcome.
Can you send Sheila in here, please?
Yes, I will.
And just to let you know, Chuck, at 1:15 we'll be talking about Thanksgiving and Christmas. So if you want to look at this calendar, so you're prepared to second or not second my motions.
I think we've already. What do you mean, Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Well, we're going to take any extra days off. We have to set the calendar. Christmas is on a Saturday, isn't it?
That gives you Monday.
Christmas is Friday, so you'll have Friday off. We don't give Christmas Eve off, do we?
No.
I didn't think so. And then Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving always falls on a Thursday, and you always have the same issue. What about the Friday? That's the issue.
What did we do in the years past? Given the Friday off?
I think we pretty uniformly have.
The day after? Is it? Well, I don't know why we're meeting then.
Yeah, that's why I gave you the dumb look.
Yeah. Why is it on the agenda?
Because I already checked it on our calendar off of my email.
Hey.
You're off Thanksgiving on Thursday.
And the Friday.
After Thanksgiving.
And Christmas Day, which is Friday.
And you're off Christmas. She's one of the ones listening.
Hello, Miss Dawn.
My lunch.
A sucker for lunch.
Are you here for the 11:30, or are you here just because you overheard us?
Why are
you here? Oh, that's not until 1 o'clock. We can't discuss it. I was just passing time until she arose. Okay. It's on the agenda.
But since you're here, just general discussion, we're off. Our scheduled off is Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day.
Right.
No New Year's Eve or...
Christmas Eve or...
We did last year Christmas because...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Because Christmas hit on Thursday, and you went ahead and gave us Friday off just because Christmas hit the way it hit.
Right. But that's not normally
scheduled. Oh, the reason we're doing that is for payroll.
And the state did the same.
Yeah, this year is just an issue as to...
What day? Can we do payroll on Wednesday?
Since Thursday, or we're off Thursday and Friday on Thanksgiving, and then Christmas is the day I pay again, the 24th. So that's...
While you're here, we were talking about there's some employees who are asking about getting a day, some time off to go to a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Junior Strahan's funeral. Have we ever dealt with that in the past with employees wanting off?
Yeah, and that's usually up to their department head. Usually,
but it shouldn't be. Has it ever been paid, or is it not paid?
That's up to the department head. We have in the past, if it's a friend, you know, they go and then they come right back, not taking the full day, but they just go for the funeral, come back. We've had some that hasn't paid. Yes. But that's sure. been...
Was
you here for the refund discussions? Are you here for the refund discussions?
No, I'm
here. Maybe we had I don't remember being at the funeral. Is it Welch's?
We've
had a former
ago.
County employee that passed, Road and Bridge employee, if I remember right. And the question came up, and what did we do?
Well, we just allowed people to go that wanted to go, and then those who didn't. I remember years ago, shutting, closing the doors for just saying for an hour or so, you know, just going to the funeral, but that's all. I mean, most of them just let the department heads handle it, and then however they want to handle it in their department, that's how they handle it. And
okay.
They sign off on that timesheet, whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
It's theirs, and you can put it back on elected official.
All right, we'll talk about it after lunchtime and make a decision then. Excellent. Do you know what's moving on about the refund?
Tim, they're not going to talk about it now until after lunch.
Okay.
The refund that Sheila has posted, do you know what's about section 139.031? What's it regarding?
It says all the county... Okay, all the county collectors of taxes and all the collector of taxes in any city not within a county, meaning St. Louis City, shall, upon written application of a taxpayer, refund or credit against the taxpayer's tax liability in the following taxable year and subsequent consecutive taxable years until the taxpayer has received credit in full for any real or personal property tax mistakenly or erroneously levied, not assessed, but levied, against the taxpayer and collected in whole or in part by the collector. Such application shall be filed within 3 years after the tax is mistakenly or erroneously paid. The governing body or other appropriate body or official of the county or city not within a county shall make available to the collector funds necessary to make refunds under this section by issuing warrants upon the fund to which the mistaken or erroneous payment has been credited or otherwise.
Sheila's on the phone. She'll be here just as soon as she gets off the phone. But do you know what the request or con? Okay.
Not specifically. I talked to her briefly about this, I think, on Friday. I haven't had a lot of time to spend with this issue. It has something to do with the interplay between the assessor and the collector. And if something's done incorrectly, can she just refund them and we have to pay it? And it might have arisen from the assessor actually saying, I think she has the right to do it under 139. I don't know. But that's the section that I just read that we're talking
about.
I've
read that section before.
I think we've discussed this before. And it has to do with levies and not assessments.
Yeah, well, we disagree on that levy part, don't we?
No, you and the courts disagree. You don't disagree with me. I think you agree with me that the courts have said that. You just don't think that that's right.
No, that's a different thing. I think we argued about levy.
Right, and I think I brought up the case law, and you didn't like what the courts had. You didn't agree that that was the way it ought to be.
And you agreed with me? No.
I don't know if I agreed with you or I didn't agree with you. I just said what the court said.
Yeah. I just remember we had one of our good discussions.
Yeah, we definitely had a discussion on it.
Go ahead.
Kind of like you were confident in something a while ago. Uh-huh. I'm very confident. It means and says this.
What is a levy?
What is the levy? The levy is the rate that is voted on upon by the voters.
Right. So
on an assessed value.
So if they were erroneously levied... In other words, they applied the wrong school district's levy?
Correct.
Okay. Then?
They put a Taneyville levy on your Branson property or your Kirbyville property.
Right. But if the assessor put a house over on your property that shouldn't have been over on your property, was there an erroneous levy?
No. Yes. That was an assessment.
No, I agree. That's an assessment. I agree with you.
I'm probably dangerous. this assessment and this levy stuff.
You may be
through so much of it. I think I almost understand some of it.
I may just.
I think that's kind of what where the courts are too. They almost understand it. It's kind of hard to understand when the legislature writes it. You can never figure out what they meant.
But the courts are attorneys, and so don't put me in that bunch.
I was trying to compliment you, but if you can't take a compliment.
There she is.
Can I not tell time? I thought it was 10:45.
No, you're fine. You're fine. We've had plenty of things to talk about.
Well,
so.
I had to remember that she told me that's in her night drive, that somebody's going to leave it in the night drive for you guys. I don't know if that's okay.
Okay.
Okay?
That's fine.
Okay. You
can
stand here, you can sit
somewhere.
You can sit there.
You can stand
at the podium. You can stand right there.
Just as long as you're near a microphone, we're fine.
We're happy.
Oh, I'm near a microphone. Okay.
We got plenty.
How many got listening, Jim?
Eight.
So it's
not too popular. We had 20 a while ago.
Yeah. Only 8 people listening, so.
Well, good.
Yeah, earlier we had 20, so.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Okay. They get bored. It had been mentioned about statute 139.031 on the collector being able to section 5 in regard to a couple of the tax issues that we've had lately, that the collector, you know, could handle that. And I personally never used that statute at all to do anything without coming from an order from somebody else. Due to on Hollister Town Plaza and Cody's,
uh-huh.
where there was supposed to have been an abatement written where it was double assessed, and when it didn't get into BOE last time, rather than him wait another month. And I forgot when the clerk told me the 12th or 17th or something is the next BOE meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I called Randy Turley, the State Tax Commission, on this statute. And I told him that the Hollister Town Plaza was assessed for Lot 1 and 2. And then they were also another bill was out assessed for Lot 2. So it's a double assessment.
Mm-hmm.
And Section 5 that he looked over where it says... all county collectors shall, upon written application of a taxpayer, refund or credit against the taxpayer's liability in the following year and subsequent consecutive taxable years until the taxpayers receive credit in full for real or personal property tax mistakenly or erroneously levied against the taxpayer and collected in the whole year or in part by the collector. Such application shall be filed within 3 years after the, you can go do your abatement for 3 years, after the tax is mistakenly or erroneously paid. And it goes on to say the county commission shall make funds available and so forth. And so, like I said, I kind of explained this to him. And he said that he knew that a lot of county collectors use this statute a lot, which I was aware of that. But I told him it would have to be abated in my books, a refund abatement, so that I said I'd like to... be able to go to my computer and answer any question rather than, and he agreed, and he said, you might want to just run that by the county commission, but he said, this is a loosely written statute, and there's no reason that you can't. So rather than run it by the county commission, I would like to ask if you'd like for me to go ahead and handle this and get it taken care of, rather than, it's a refund.
It's a double assessment.
Double assessment.
And you're going to take care of the double part of it.
Uh-huh. I would abate the one that is 6.001
uh-huh.
that is titled, that the legal description says Hollister Town Plaza Lot 1, that was also assessed under Lot 2 in the amount of $1,911.88. I would take that to zero, write a refund check back to the party, and I would like to request to the legal description on the one that ends in 6.000 that just says Lot 1, and this is for clarification purposes, whenever you go back, a bank calls or anything, which I've had them call,
sure.
that to make that legal description Lot 1 and Lot 2
it is the assessed value, and the year before that was the legal on it.
Okay.
Until the, so that it reflects the true assessed value for the true lots.
And you feel like that's the right thing to do?
It is the right thing to do. It's getting, it's...
Bob, any problem with his statute, her using it? I mean, it sounds like she has the authority to do it.
You talked to Randy Turley. He was okay with it.
Bob?
I'm trying to look at the case law as you're asking me, but I think I've had discussions with Randy about this before. I've had discussions about various sections where he said people do it, you can get away with it, but it's not really what it says. Now, I'm looking, if I just had a discussion with the presiding commissioner a moment ago. There may be something in here that talks about, I remember there was a section that talks about double assessments and erroneous payments and that sort of thing. This specific subdivision 5 does not talk about that. It only talks about levies. But this talks about mistakenly paid and erroneously levied. I think those are two separate situations. And if it can fall under mistakenly paid, I think we might...
So this statute, this 139, doesn't talk about double assessments.
Okay, here we go. There is an attorney general's opinion in 1989 that says taxpayer was entitled to receive a partial, sometimes these contradict one another, these cases and things, but it says taxpayer was entitled to receive a partial refund for property taxes mistakenly or erroneously paid within 1 year after payment of the taxes, the taxpayer discovered and the county assessor agreed that, number one, taxpayer was assessed and paid taxes on a house he did not own, and two, he was assessed and paid taxes on a farm which was of significantly fewer acres than the number of acres on which the assessment was based. And that was an attorney general's opinion from 1989.
That would cover this other one I've got, Obi Cobb Jones.
So you're just asking us, you're just saying you're going to use it. You're just kind of telling us.
What Randy actually said, Mr. Turley actually said, was that I'd suggest just run it by the commission to make them aware of what you're doing, is what he said.
I mean, but you've got a statute that protects from it. That's why you're just operating within the statute that's there.
And I would like to
ask for the abatement.
Change the legal so that it reflects what the assessment is truly for.
Right.
Like if I hadn't have answered the phone when a bank called when they were doing some work on this, and I give them that assessed value,
right,
and you're selling it to someone, then it's deceptive. It's not truly what the assessed value is. And so
sure.
If someone else, if they call the new owner, whatever, if you give them that assessed value, that it reflects that assessed value is for both lots,
okay,
not for just one.
I'll make a motion that we support the collector's effort
right to
correct
use
this problem with 139.
Using 139 statute?
Yep.
031. I second that.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
And the question was on the Obi Jones, on the amount of interest and so forth, and the commission had voted that he should be refunded the interest amount. The Obi Jones is where he paid on a house that wasn't, it should have went on another bill. The interest amount that he had to pay was $728.81, and I'm just going to give that, I believe...
I had already been assigned to look at this before the next Board of Equalization and see how to fix it.
Now, this part won't have to do with the Board of Equalization. The interest amount came before the commission,
and
they made the ruling that he get it back.
That was the interest part of the penalty.
Just the interest.
And Bob, you're looking at something else completely, correct?
His is 207. It's kind of like what you read there a while ago, where the house was on the wrong parcel.
Right.
And where the Board of Equalization, that's be another thing. That would...
Bob, is it your opinion that we should do this or not do this until you get your other stuff cleared?
You want me to just give you this? And that's the interest amount that he's paid. that the commission had voted that he'd be refunded. If the 207, if you decide that that's done through the board where the house is on there, that would come through like a refund abatement, and it would come out of a different line item. The commission has had put in my budget. I never put it in, but the commission always puts it in a line item, if I brought it, line item 107.50.048, refund abatements for such things as this. And what they put in it last year was $1,000. It's not been used in.
So you've got budget for the refund anyway of the interest.
Yes, on this amount. And the other would come under a different line. It would come away from the entities that it was paid to.
Bob, you have an opinion? You want to think about it?
I want to think about it.
No.
You want to think about the OB Jones?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We need to remember to get that on his list.
I will.
I knew there was something else, and that was one of the other something else's.
All right, I'll text it right now.
We sent the bills out Friday and then on Monday, so I was trying to get these loose ends taken care of before, or my mind's going to go on something totally different. And so you've got the total you need from me.
Okay, and I've got some other stuff in OB Jones upstairs.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Up to 10.
What?
Up to 10 people, man.
What? You got two extra listeners, 20% more listening. Way to go, Sheila. See ya.
You and Jillian are going to work in your office this afternoon. Is that correct?
That was the intent.
Yeah. I was trying to get my days right. Gotcha.
All right. I'm sending a note to Jillian to add OB Jones.
I put it on mine.
Add OB Jones tax assessment to Bob's list. All right, Chuck, there's nothing else until we come back from lunch.
It's recess.
It's good to
me. Woo!
I'm hungry.
That's right. You can